And a story that comes to a head is called a
boil.
And the stuff that drains out
is pus.
What about the stuff that drains out of a blister?
Oh, well, that's generally a water substance.
And someone got shot or stabbed. You say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Get sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that?
Is that? I don't know.
Did you ever hear of some kind of flesh?
Cauterized is what they do, is to burn it.
Well, did you ever hear of plowed flesh or proud flesh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you hear it called?
Proud. I think it's proud. I really don't know exactly.
You heard it called?
One or the other. Proud or plowed. Proud, I think it is.
We'll say the whole thing.
Proud flesh.
And you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings you could put on it.
I done.
And what's the real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
You ever have to take that?
Oh, yeah.
What did they take it for?
Mostly malaria. And it's given some now to thin the blood.
Was malaria a big problem around here?
It's not, no, not now. It used to be, but it, mosquitoes caused it. I nearly died with it about a year after my baby was born when I lived in Monroe. The mosquitoes. That's on the Washita River. And those, a certain type of mosquitoes that carries the malaria germ.
Isn't there some kind of malaria that's sort of recurring? I mean, you can't really get rid of it? I met someone who had been in Vietnam once, and he had gotten malaria over there, and if he didn't take care of himself, he'd get
malaria again?
Something like that. That's not the same.
Well, I don't know. They won't take your blood if you've ever had malaria. I know that because they wouldn't take my blood one time. They wanted blood here. And they put it in the paper that, well, they said they didn't want people that had malaria. They won't take your blood. I know that.
Say if someone was real sick, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed away.
What's a joking way of saying that?
Well, I've heard say conked out. Is that what you're talking about? Conked out?
Okay. And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from. Oh, you might say either one.
Did you ever say died with?
Yeah, any of the three would be all right.
And a place where people are buried is called a
cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Oh, burial grounds.
What about what they put the body in?
A casket.
Any other name?
Well, some people have a casket put in a vault. What do you mean?
What do they call an old-fashioned casket made out of wood? What do they call them?
The new ones are made out of wood, too. They're just covered over with something.
Do